Pod Save America is brought to you by Verizon. Hey, we have a business. And boy.
Thriving.
And thank goodness it's not up to us that there are professionals around.
Yeah, thank God there's
we
other
need
people
the professionals.
They're very good, yeah.
Whether you own a small business, are scaling one, or starting one from scratch, you need Verizon Small Business Days. From April 22nd through April 28th, you can partner with Verizon business experts for small business support. During Verizon Small Business Days, you can receive a free tech check with one-on-one meetings with a Verizon business expert. Plus, Verizon business experts will provide you with personalized advice and solutions that are tailored to your specific small business needs. I picture a Verizon business expert just busting through like the Kool-Aid man.
Okay.
Oh, my Verizon business expert.
Need solutions?
Take advantage of special offers and deals during Verizon Small Business Days and get more for your business. Verizon has your back. Don't miss out. Book an appointment today. Just call 1-800-483-4428 or go to Verizon.com/small business. Verizon.com/small business.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Do you ever get the feeling you're spending a little too much time online?
Okay, wait. You also, like, pee with your phone in your hand.
Okay.
It's insane.
Probably not healthy.
It's insane.
Okay, maybe you're not as bad as me. But a while back, sometime during year 12 of the pandemic, I started wondering if we're underestimating just how much our collective internet addiction has contributed to how not great things feel right now. So I did what one does when searching for answers to some of life's most difficult questions. I started a podcast. It's called Offline, a different kind of Sunday show where we step away from the Twitter-fueled news cycle to talk about all the ways our extremely online existence is breaking our politics, our culture, and our brains.
What am I going to do with this one life? Am I really going to spend it just staring at this all day?
And if cancel culture really existed, why is Mel Gibson working?
The internet is a mess. It's just a mess.
After more than a dozen conversations with guests like Stephen Colbert, Monica Lewinsky, Roxane Gay, Hank Green, Dr. Vivek Murthy, and Chimamanda Adichie, I've learned a lot about how we might be able to live a little better, both on and offline.
What if we all kind of drank a potion that made us all sort of a bit more compassionate and a bit more patient? Would we use social media differently? I don't know.
One of the only things that pulls away from division and partisanship is curiosity. It hooks people in an authentic way that does not make them less happy.
But there's still so much to explore. Has Spotify changed the way artists make music? Have we lost the ability to focus? Are we destined to end up trapped in Mark Zuckerberg's metaverse? What the hell is Twitch? So Offline is here to stay. Starting on March 6th, you'll be able to subscribe to Offline on its very own feed, where we'll be digging deeper into all the ways the internet is affecting how we live, work, and interact with one another. Find Offline with me, Jon Favreau, on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I could just spend 15 minutes just people watching. And so I did, and I people watched, and every single person was on their phone.
I know.
Their phone. And so I went, fuck it, I'll do the same thing.